It's the latest effort by officials in Toronto to try to reduce the gun violence that includes, among other things, brazen daylight shootings on a busy downtown street and at a children's playground in which two kids were wounded. The centerpiece of the plan is to add 200 more police officers to high-risk areas, and it will roll out by the end of the week. Mark Saunders is the city's police chief.
This plan will include adding more frontline resources during certain days between the hours of 7 p.m. and 3 a.m., when most of the gun violence takes place across the city.
Saunders says the strategy will run for 8 weeks to the end of the summer and will then be reassessed. Saunders adds that the strategy will also focus on prevention and rehabilitation. For his part, Mayor John Tory says the city is committed to ending the gun violence, and that means efforts to address the causes.
I believe we must be doing all that we can to prevent someone from joining a gang and picking up a gun. We will flow money into communities where we know there are youth who need help and support from organizations already active in those neighborhoods.
Adding the new officers is expected to cost about $3 million, with some of the money coming from the Government of Ontario. The new Premier, Doug Ford, has committed to restore funding for anti-guns and anti-gang initiatives. In Ottawa, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has also provided assurances that federal money is available for programs. Some critics, however, say more police officers is not the best solution, but that planning, intelligence gathering, and working with communities could provide more meaningful results. And the head of the police association blames the mayor and city council for staffing cuts to the police force. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.